All right. The things I could say about politics, I would take longer than your tape that you were going to show me, but your video, I guess tape is an old, I'm showing my age. I'm sure it's a disc or CD or whatever, but where to begin? Politics is nasty. Politics is a carnival. I'm sure your wife, you know, I've never met any of y'all. To me, it seems like, of course, we hear about the nasty politics at the level of a president or senator and congressman, and it almost seems like it's worse at the local level in some ways than it is at the higher levels. I mean, I'm thankful that somebody wants to be a county commissioner, somebody wants to be a school board person. Why, I don't know. Why anybody would. It's a thankless job. You can't win. I have appeared in front of the school board many years ago in a fight for under Title IX to get fast pitch softball into the DeKalb County schools. That was in the early 90s. There's nobody left, I'm sure, from that board. That was when over here on North Decatur Road, you know, filled the room with 300 parents that were excited about trying to have fast pitch softball for young ladies. Some of the unbelievable questions that I got as an attorney and a parent of two daughters in DeKalb County schools shocked me. And these were from the school board members. I got called the next day by one member at my law office saying, you blankety blank lawyers coming in here, you know, stirring things up. I said, you obviously missed the first sentence of my statement. I'm the parent of two daughters in DeKalb County schools who happen to play softball. That's why I'm here. I just happen to know the law. I just happen to have read a little bit about Title IX, the federal law that went into effect in the early 70s that every school system in this country has been ignoring even today. You know, so, I mean, it was an experience that taught me a lesson about local politics, that once I finished with that, and I handled Title IX cases in several places around the state, and was just shocked and amazed at the at what I was dealing with in politics. Mr. Jester, you need to thicken your skin. I don't know if this is your first foray. I know your wife was in politics, and I don't know if this is your first personal experience in politics, but Mr. Owens and Mr. Newton? Mr. Newton, okay. I have a terrible time with names. I apologize for that, but they have a right to be there. They have a right to be there. They can say the nastiest things in the world politically that you disagree with every bit of. You were defending your wife. They were saying things that you didn't like about your wife. Do I believe you sought him out, went over to talk to him? Absolutely. Should you have? Absolutely not. No reason to. Nothing good was going to happen by you going over to speak to Mr. Owens. Not one thing. And that's why you're hiring a lawyer. That's why we're sitting here, because you sought him out to speak to him and tell him how much you didn't like what he was saying. Do I think you chest bumped him? Nah, I think y'all were closer than 2 or 3 feet. Mr. Newton wasn't able to see any physical contact, and I appreciate your honesty, Mr. Newton, in telling us what you saw and what you didn't see. I don't think you spit on him intentionally. Do I think you were upset and vehement in your displeasure with what he was saying in this flyer? Sure. You know, sometimes when people talk fast or get upset, maybe you got sprayed on. I don't know. I don't know. You said you did. He said he didn't. There's two human beings in this courtroom that know what happened, and it's probably somewhere about where that chair is, somewhere in between y'all's recollections. I don't think it was quite as bad as you have alleged, and I don't think it was quite as tame as you've alleged either. You were hot. I believe you were hot. Then you followed him across the room, went to where he was sitting with Mr. Newton. of two confrontations that didn't need to happen. And then to get up there and say, you know, they're saying bad things, or, you know, they're, you know, avoid these people. They are citizens. I assume you're citizens of DeKalb County. Are you a citizen of DeKalb County, sir?
No, sir, I'm in Gwinnett.
In Gwinnett, yeah. I'm not sure what, you know, your stake was. That's a great political phrase now that you hear all the time, stakeholders, you know, that people have a stake in this. I'm not sure what a Gwinnett person has in that, but, and you're running for
school board
in DeKalb County. You're running for school board in, or state school superintendent. Okay, excuse me. Can't keep track. You might have a stake in her campaign in a statewide election, certainly. You're all voters. You obviously disagree with everything he said, or in this flyer. It's a pretty strong flyer. I mean, you know, I don't know what relevance whatsoever it would have to do with the DeKalb County school system, other than there was something about immigrant children or immigrants in the county, and DeKalb County is a county full of immigrants. It got that way not because of the school board, but obviously the school board has to deal with educating the population that is here. You know, that's a problem a whole lot bigger than anybody here in this room trying to solve. And it is a concern, obviously. It's taxpayer dollars that are involved. And there are citizens who are really genuinely concerned about taxpayer dollars going for people who may not even be here legally. I mean, that's a nationwide problem. That, you pick up the paper every day and you can read about that. You need to stick to speaking at the podium about what you stand for, not who you don't like. I mean, Mr. Owens is a voter. He has absolute right to be there. I'm not defending what anybody said, but I'll defend his right to say it. And I'm sure you would too. I'm sure Mr. Fittes would too. I mean, that's what this country's all about, is the right to say whatever you want to say. It's called freedom of speech. You exercised it. You didn't like it. He wasn't committing any criminal act by handing out those flyers, other than it ticked you off. And, right, I mean, it's your wife that he's saying these things about. You disagree with it. You defended her in some manner by at least confronting him, like, even if it's asking him a question, why are you here? You know, why are you doing this to me and my family? No reason for that. It is what it is. He says these things, and, you know, I have no idea how. There was some talk about organizations that Mr. Owens and Mr. Newton may or may not belong to. I don't know how big these organizations are. Maybe five voters. I don't know. It may be 5,000. I don't know. I've never heard of half of the organizations y'all have talked about here today. I didn't even know the name of the organization that was putting on this event. I live near Tucker. I work near Tucker. My kids went to Tucker High School. In fact, that's the first pictures I've seen from the inside since they remodeled the place. You know, these are important issues, and people have a right to voice their displeasure. Mr. Owens, apparently in a previous scenario with your wife, I guess on the school board at the time, asked a question. She allowed him to ask a question. It didn't sound like anything hostile happened there. We don't need this. And DeKalb politics has got enough problems, and we don't need any more problems. I would hope that both of you can understand, and you understand that they have a political view that differs from yours, and they have a right to run for office. You got a right to run for office if you wish to. And anybody that you support does, and you can get out there and campaign for them as well. You can campaign against people. You've got the right to do that. But we don't need to get to this level. I'm not going to issue an arrest warrant for anybody today out of this incident that's been alleged, partly because of the conflict in testimony. And it's not that I doubt the credibility of either of you. I have some questions about some of the recollections, maybe, but y'all have both testified. I'll say as well as you could under oath, your recollections of the events, and I'm not saying one is truer than the other by saying that. But I just don't think there's enough evidence for the state court, for the solicitor's office, to actually draw an accusation, which is comparable to an indictment, to draw that accusation and then go forward with any type of trial on this case as it's been presented here today. If you disagree with my opinion, sir, you have the right to go to the solicitor's office, present whatever witnesses or evidence you may have, and talk with them about whether they think they have enough evidence to go forward with a criminal case. That's your recourse, failing, you know, since you probably disagree with my decision. I appreciate the way that both of you have actually handled the case today in terms of how you presented it and testified as to what your recollections were. I think we've heard from five people and five witnesses, and none of the five agreed with each other, which is typical as to what everybody saw or recalls from an incident such as this. Because everybody had a little different view, a little different slant on where they were, what happened, you know, and whether you were there 45 minutes or there 3 hours, sir, to me was totally irrelevant. Other than the fact I understand their argument that maybe you didn't complain to an officer on the scene that this man just bumped me, this man just hit me, and that sort of thing. You know, he certainly has the right to apply for a warrant straight out, just as any other citizen does. And but I don't see anything to be gained, Mr. Jester, by a personal confrontation. Even though he was saying things personally about your family, that's sad to say, that's politics. That's the carnival. That's the gutter level that politics has gotten to be in this country. All over, and people have. I'm not gonna bore y'all with it. You already know. I mean, it's a tough world out there, and it's sad to say that people can't meet in the middle like they used to, and figure out how to work out the problems together. You know, back in the old days, you know, Republicans and Democrats could actually sit in the same room and work out something, and apparently now they can't. At whatever level, and I don't know what, nobody's mentioned a political party here, so I have no idea if y'all are even members of political parties, but I'm just using the big two, the Republicans and Democrats, and that's probably why, you know, we're in such a sad state of affairs right now politically. But thank goodness I'm not in politics, and not gotten into it, but if you get into it, you got to deal with it, and you can't take it personally. if you do, you're not going to last very long in it, you know, because it's a nasty business. From what I see and what I read in the paper and what I see on TV, it's tough out there. And if you've got something to offer in public service, you know, that's great, and but offer the positive, not the, just move on with the positive, not the negative. And, you know, I'm going to leave it at that, sir. I mean, I don't think there's enough evidence for me to issue a warrant today. All right. I thank y'all for your time and the manner in which you've handled this hearing. Thank you. Yes, you may. Thank you.